DeSantis forces Florida GOP to pass effective bill versus illegal migration. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 11, 2025. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., and the state's Republican leaders have reached an agreement on proposals tackling illegal immigration. A special session is set to begin on Wednesday. Governor DeSantis, Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives Daniel Perez, and President of the Florida Senate Ben Albritton reached a deal on Monday, saying they will now convene a special session in an effort to pass new measures to combat illegal immigration in the state, as well as assist President Donald Trump's administration. "I'm happy to see the Florida legislature returning to special session to consider a series of proposals that, if enacted, will make Florida the strongest state in the country for combating illegal immigration," DeSantis said in a video posted to his X account on Monday. Watch below. The governor added that the enacted proposals will also help Florida assist the Trump administration in fulfilling the mandate that it has to end the illegal immigration crisis once and for all. "There are a number of very strong measures that are going to be considered, including making it a crime to enter the state of Florida illegally. Some other states have done it, it's our turn to follow suit," DeSantis said. The proposals will also end catch and release for criminal illegal aliens and require all state and local law enforcement to assist federal authorities with immigration enforcement, the governor added. DeSantis also noted penalties for mayors and police and sheriffs who do not comply with the enforcement of the law and also suspension and removal from office. The proposals also take away in-state tuition for illegal aliens, something that should have never been enacted to begin with, DeSantis continued. "They also make it a heightened crime to register to vote as an illegal alien. All constitutional power resides with the governor, as intended under our Constitution," DeSantis clarified. "I know there is a lot of concern about subcontracting out immigration enforcement to the Commissioner of Agriculture, that is not in these series of proposals. I think this is really, really strong. I commend the legislature for stepping up to the plate. If they're able to pass the proposals as presented now, they can expect my strong support," the Florida governor added. "Now is the time for us to get this done. We've been talking about this issue for years," DeSantis asserted. "Now we have a mandate, we have to deliver on that mandate. And the state of Florida is doing all it can to be great partners with the federal government in this very important national initiative." Perez also chimed in on the matter in a Monday X post, writing, "Our commitment to leading the nation in immigration enforcement is strengthened by the cooperation and input of DeSantis and Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Wilton Simpson. Albritton and I just filed the proclamation for Special Session C, where we will build on our state's work over the last several weeks and work hand in hand with the White House to ensure we have the most aggressive crackdown on illegal immigration in the nation," Perez continued. "We will send a clear and united message that illegal immigration and gang violence in Florida will be met with severe penalties and swift deportations," Perez added. Notably, the recent agreement among Florida Republicans comes after the state's GOP leaders declared DeSantis's special session talks premature. "Looks like DeSantis defeated the biz/ag immigration squishes in his own party and got a good bill through," author and Center for Immigration Studies Executive Director Mark Krikorian reacted. "Check it out, impressive that Gov DeSantis and the legislature are able to move additional immigration enforcement measures forward," Jessica Vaughn, Director of Policy Studies at Center for Immigration Studies, said, adding, "Great model for other states." The free state of Florida leads the nation once again by enacting the strongest illegal immigration enforcement legislation in the country, Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis wrote. Casey DeSantis added that she appreciates the governor's steadfast leadership and work with the legislature to enact the will of the people and to help deliver on President Trump's mandate to effectuate the largest mass deportation of illegal immigrants in U.S. history. "We, the people of Florida, are on the brink of victory. When push came to shove, the pro-amnesty bill was transformed into the strong legislation we've been advocating for," Florida House Representative Mike Caruso, R. District 87, said. "Together, we're making our voices heard. This is happening because of the grassroots cry for justice from all you. Your voices were allowed. Your voices were heard," Caruso added. "Thank you for standing with me and Governor at Gov. Ron DeSantis. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.